To combat health disparities on the Oneida Reservation, Ungwaqua, or Our Foods, is using a $250,000 grant to provide culinary knowledge and ancestral education to the Oneida tribal community. Here and Now reporter Erica Aisi traveled to De Pere to learn more about the From Seed to Table program. This report is in partnership with ICT, formerly Indian Country Today.
Eldon Paulus is an Oneida chef. He's making lunch at Ungwaqua, or Our Foods Kitchen, on the Oneida Reservation near Green Bay.
Here I get to just do what I want. They're just like, as long as it tastes good and it's nutritious, go ahead.
He says his Northern Comfort Bowl is an indigenous take on Southern comfort food.
I wanted to do like a little twist on that and use wild rice and use the beans that we have and whatever we have available local.
Ungwaqua isn't a restaurant, but Paulus is their guest chef for this week's meal. He says he uses some heirloom indigenous foods that are harvested on their farm, the Oneida way.
I try to like incorporate whatever we can get locally.
His recipe of diced celery, onions, carrots, and locally sourced wild rice are added to a butter cream sauce with roasted corn. Black beans simmer in braised smoked ham hocks on the side. Stephen Webster is director of farm and culinary operations at Ungwaqua. He says their From Seed to Table grant with the Wisconsin Partnership Program subsidizes sales of hot lunches made by indigenous chefs to restore wellness to their diets.
They get a stipend. They cook about 80 to 100 meals for the community. The community then puts in orders how many we want, and then we pretty much disperse those meals throughout the community.
Webster says their grant program offers community members meals rooted in ancestral knowledge for modern living, integrating traditional ingredients like corn and beans with contemporary cuisine.
The goal of this was to try to expand people's palates.
The grant also subsidizes hands-on meal preparation workshops using products harvested on the reservation.
We've had people make maple seed cookies, which blows my mind sometimes, where it's like there was no gluten in it.
Webster says in this first year, the program is meeting its goals.
I think we did 1,393 meals just through the hot meal noon program. And then we did another 80-some meals through the meal prep class I talked about.
Webster says meals like the Northern Comfort Bowl would cost about $30 each in local restaurants. But Ungwaqua is able to offer it here for $13 to the Oneida community due to the reduced pricing by the grant. Webster says he hopes to continue the same pricing when funding ends.
But now I feel like we're much stronger from a logistics standpoint to take on this stuff in the future.
Webster says both food programs help the Oneida community reconnect to their indigenous foodways from a time when their ancestors were relocated from New York to Wisconsin in the early 1800s.
When they came here, again, it was their fallen Christian missionaries, but there were still people who practiced our traditions, our language, and all the other stuff. And a lot of those seeds came with them as well.
What did they tell you about indigenous cultivation?
The biggest one that most people are aware of is companion planting, the Three Sisters style of planting.
He says maintaining Oneida's agricultural methods of planting varieties of corn, beans, and seeds next to each other is a balancing act of traditional and modern farming.
For two or three people like me and my wife to do it, we have to use a tractor, we have to do stuff, but we still make it a point to hand plant and hand weed and so forth to keep those traditions alive.
Twice a month, the Ungwaqua team delivers their culturally relevant meals to seven different drop-off sites along the Oneida Tribal Department's route. Webster and the Ungwaqua staff and volunteers packed up his truck with dozens of hot and ready pre-ordered meals prepared by that week's chef.
Hello there.
Hi.
You get to buy one?
Yeah.
All right.
Tony House picked up her three meals at the Ungwaqua farm, reflecting on her childhood memories of food insecurity from colonization.
I remember what it was like to be hungry as a child. You know, and I remember thinking, how come people didn't hand me good foods?
She says the program will help younger children have an appetite and desire for healthy indigenous meals.
Nutrition right here impacts three generations automatically. Scientifically, we know that now.
Back in the Agwakwa kitchen, Paola says traditional indigenous ingredients can be cooked with love and risk while exploring new recipes.
You don't have to be super traditional and make it a certain way. You can incorporate it however you would like.
Webster says from seed to table incorporates the past.
Make sure that we kind of like go back as much as we can.
For a healthier diet in the future.
To what maybe our ancestors were eating to help combat some of that and address some of that.
In De Pere, I'm Erica Aisi for Here and Now and ICT.